Holby City. Starring Leila Ruas as Sahira, Jimmy Akinbola as Malik, Edward McLeam as Greg, and Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie. The Ties That Bind by Graham Mitchell. Previously.
You don't like the way that I run my life.
Not unless it affects your
work. But there is nothing that you can do about it.
Mr. Malik thought our students deserved a closer look.
Quite right, too.
See how I'm clipping off the artery here?
As clinical skills lead, we are proposing Mr. Dan Hamilton.
Along with Antoine Malik.
Tough as all boats, me.
His heart gave out. I'm so sorry.
Have you two met?
Yeah, but not formally. Rafi, good to meet you.
Her husband?
Yep.
I'm gonna have to sell tickets to this car crash.
Sahira is in a scrub room. Water gushes from a tap in front of her, but she's paying it no attention and is staring blankly ahead. She's shocked out of her reverie by the sound of a bin lid crashing. She looks up and sees Rafi.
So, you've not spoken to the nanny at all?
Not this afternoon, no.
And don't you think...
What?
Don't you think we should check in again?
But we can't keep checking up on her every 5 minutes.
Well,
it's not
fair. I'm not talking about every 5 minutes.
I have spoken to her about the smoking, OK?
It's not that. She's very young.
She's 25.
If you think about it, we really don't know anything about her.
If you're going to get neurotic about all of this...
I am not. I am just not that happy about leaving our children in the hands of what is essentially a complete stranger.
And do you think that I am?
Well, you certainly don't seem that fussed about it.
Look, we agreed that we wouldn't bring our home life into it.
Yeah, I know, you're right.
Work mode, remember?
Work mode. Sorry.
Malik's on Keller.
Whoa, you busy?
Just a bit. Transfers from A&E.
OK, what have we got?
Keller.
Your first patient is Mr. Wallace, bed 3. Vivian Wallace, transfer from haematology, chronic myeloid leukemia. Possible bowel pathology, perforation or obstruction. He's had a CT, so chase up the scans and bring yourself up to speed with the case.
I thought we were wall-to-wall with emergencies.
Mr. Wallace will not be missing his slot.
Hey, come on, how does he get fast-tracked?
He's not being fast-tracked. We're just treating him with the respect that he deserves.
Anesthetics for you.
Thank you.
Sahira spots Greg on crutches, kissing a woman goodbye.
Someone clearly had a big night. What on earth did she do to him?
Best not to ask.
He's a bit of a player, isn't he? Seems to be a different woman every... Good morning, Mr. Douglas. You had fun last night?
Yeah, I had a bit of an argument with the pavement.
Want too many sherries?
Don't worry, unfit for purpose.
That remains to be seen.
Sorry, work mode.
Oh, Rebecca Hardwick. A&E just called and said you collapsed on the flight in from holiday.
With what? Food poisoning?
It was a budget flight. No food.
I've got it. We'll sort you out. Did anyone come with you?
No, just me.
Right, in there, please. I said I've got it.
Fine.
Rick's with Vivian.
Oh, Mr. Wallace, please, come on. You need to get back into bed. You need to rest.
I can rest when I'm dead.
I don't need to tell you.
No, you're right. You don't.
Especially given your condition.
I got few enough pleasures left these days. I know that it's your job to play the headmaster, but I was never one to obey the rules.
Well, in that case, I'll leave you in the capable hands of Mr. Malik.
Is he always that uptight?
So, Mr. Griffin thinks she got something called a leukemic infiltration of the bowel.
All right, and what do you think?
I think he's spot on. You can get very aggressive cancer cells that can break through the bowel wall.
Very aggressive cancer cells. Any more good news for me?
We're waiting on the scan results to confirm the diagnosis, then we know the best way forward. In the meantime, if there's anything you need...
Anything? In that case, I'd like an ashtray, a stiff drink, and I guess a new bowel.
No answer.
Useless. I've left 4 messages.
Anyone else you can call?
Oh, sooner or later it will dawn on my daughter to check her mobile.
So, are you feeling better, not so breathless?
Thanks.
Ah, you still have a fever. I can give you something to sort that out. OK, so tell me, what happened on the plane?
I just got a bit lightheaded.
Any pain?
A little bit. About here. I got a bit breathless. Palpitations, then I must have just conked out.
And you were on holiday, right?
Morocco. Have you been?
Yes. Long time ago. The life.
I was on a walking holiday in the Atlas Mountains.
Oh, so that must have been pretty strenuous. Did you have any difficulty with the exercise?
I got a bit tired in the evenings, but so did everyone else. You know, aching limbs, a bit short of puff. Nothing a warm bath and a glass of wine didn't sort out at the end of the day. Aha, Zoe. No, she doesn't ring to speak to me, just texts. These days my daughter only communicates with me using her thumbs. Requires the minimum amount of effort.
Do you want to wear in?
Oh, I doubt it. She's as selfish as they come.
Malik to Chantel.
Have you ever heard of this guy, Vivian Wallace?
No. Is he in a band?
In 1981, he rallied his community together to clean up after the riots. In 87, he was elected to local government and established a literacy campaign targeting young black kids nationwide. Not stopping there, he fought the government for more funding to tackle poverty.
CT images are in. Do you want to take a look?
Malik joins Rick at a computer screen.
The bowel's leaking.
We need to prep him and get him into theatre right away.
And then what?
We both know his only chance is if he finds a suitable bone marrow donor.
Sorry.
No problem. It's my job.
A strong stomach, unlike me. You must be tired.
No, I'm fine.
You want to get someone else to hold the sick balls, huh? So, the delegation's back. What's the verdict, gentlemen?
Well, as we suspected, the leukemic infiltration has caused a perforation. So we're going to need to perform a laparotomy, mobilize the bowel, suture it, and wash out the contamination. Any questions?
Just one? What the hell did he just tell me?
We want to take you into theatre and cut you open to fix the leak in your bowel.
Worst case scenario.
You'll be left with a colostomy bag.
But, of course, we'll do our best to ensure that that doesn't happen.
Guess you'll be wanting an autograph, then.
Mr. Hanson wants to see you in his office straight away.
Me?
A young woman approaches Greg.
Excuse me.
Hi.
I'm looking for my mother, Rebecca Hardwick.
Ah, she's over there in HDU.
Thanks.
Pleasure.
How do you do it?
Do what?
As long as a magnetic field around you that beautiful women are irresistibly drawn to.
Elliot to Sahira.
Mrs. White's in ITU. It's your job to monitor that, please.
No props. What's that?
Surgical gloves. Wrong size. Been opened, so they have to be thrown. So, how is it working alongside your hubby?
Oh, it's fine. Why wouldn't it be?
In Hanson's office.
Obviously, should you be offered the position, it will significantly enhance your chances of consultancy.
My clinical skills teacher was the one that inspired me. He was my hero. So, I'd be supervising all of our medical students.
You'll understand, I can only recommend someone for the position. The appointment itself's not in my gift.
But I'm on the shortlist.
Yes, you are indeed, a shortlist of 2.
Can I ask who?
You may ask. Obviously, I can't tell you. All I will say is that your rival candidate has a rather more conventional approach.
Right.
Whereas you, Mr. Malik, are something of a maverick. I'll be watching both of you during the selection process. Please don't give me any reason to regret backing you.
Understood.
OK. Great, thanks. As soon as you can.
I wanted to ask you something.
What?
What have I done wrong?
Nothing.
Not a fan of the difficult conversation, are you?
I have no idea what you mean.
You know what I mean. You like to brush everything under the carpet, don't you?
Like what?
Like you could have warned me. Your husband was starting work here. Like, you could have had the decency to acknowledge this whole situation.
There is no situation.
Right, Team Darwin, I have splendid news. It seems Dr. Raza is your designated anaesthetist for the afternoon. So, Ms. Sharp, Dr. Raza, and are you joining us, Mr. Douglas?
I don't think so. Sorry.
Sasha to Eddie.
Hi.
What's going on?
We're down on staff. Mike's got to go, and I'm trying to sort things out. So I'm so glad you could make it.
Uh-huh.
But bed 3 needs transferring to orthopedics.
Where's the call been made?
I don't know. Can you check?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I'm out of here. I'll see you tomorrow.
No, call for you. Pediatrics. And I need you.
Yeah.
Just get off me, all right? Just leave it. No, don't want it. God, who's in charge here?
Right now, that would be me. I'll take it from here.
This is Rosie Hill, admitted suffering from seizure.
Okay.
I'm okay, no worries.
Well, do you want to let us be the judge of that?
Rosie throws up over Eddie.
Brilliant. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Have you been taking anything?
No.
Honestly?
Have you been taking anything dodgy, I tell you? Eddie.
Chrissy, can you get Mr. Hemingway for me, please? Can you remember what happened to you? How you hit your head?
I'm not sure.
Well, has anything like this ever happened to you before?
No.
He's not around.
Well, where is he?
He's popped out. I don't know where.
Rebecca's daughter has joined her mother.
Test for what?
I don't know. Ask the doctor.
You don't look too bad.
I'm not. I'm fine. I had a funny turn and now I'm here being looked after. You don't need to put yourself out.
If you didn't want me to put myself out, then why did you leave me 4 voicemails?
I didn't want you to worry.
Of course I worried. You made it sound like you'd had a bloody heart attack. I made Christian break the speed limit so we could get here. He's outside right now waiting to hear reports of your death have been greatly exaggerated.
Well, you can tell him the old girl's fine. I'm sure he'll be hugely relieved.
Hi, I'm Miss Shah.
This is my daughter, Zoe. She wants to know when she can push off and leave me here.
Don't listen to her.
And you're not to use this as an excuse to miss lectures.
How long will she be in for?
Well, I couldn't say yet. I've been speaking to the guys down at A&E. They mentioned insect bites.
What are you doing?
I'm going to go back to yours. What do you need? Nighty, toothbrush?
You don't have to.
It's fine, Mum.
Sorry. You were saying?
Insect bites.
Oh, just this one.
Okay. Is there a history of any heart problems in your family, either side?
Well, my dad. He died when I was about Zoe's age.
Vivian is on the operating table.
Clinical skills teacher.
Scissors, please. Why do you sound so surprised?
No. It's great news. I'm very pleased for you. It's nice to be considered for a position like that.
But? Why do I feel like there's a butt coming?
It's just a little unexpected for Hanson to choose you as one of his candidates.
Because...
Look, the last thing he needs right now is someone who's going to rock the boat. He just wants someone to toe the party line. A yes man.
Just because he thinks I'll be a good clinical skills teacher doesn't mean he suddenly expects me to be a yes man. More suction, please.
You know who the other candidate is?
You said it was someone with a bit more of a conventional approach. Thanks for the vote of confidence. You know what? I'm going to get this job. If it means me having to play the game for a bit, then so be it. Dividing the vessel.
I'm sorry to trouble you again, Mr. Hemingway. I just wondered if you're planning on coming back to work today. I mean, call your fashion and patients tend to want to see you.
Oh, at last.
So what have we got?
Right, Rosie Hill, she's 26. Her notes haven't been transferred yet, but she's had a fit. She says she has no previous history. She's got a small gash in her head, but her bloods have come back to it.
Sorry for chucking up on you.
It's all right.
You're from Yorkshire, like me.
Uh-huh.
Leeds.
Right, just gonna have a little look at your head.
Meanwood, right?
That's fine.
Sunset Avenue.
Sorry if I was a little late getting to you. I had to attend a funeral. Roy's.
We'll give you a CT scan, see if there's anything going on that shouldn't be.
In theatre.
In the correct plane. Can see the loose areola.
Rick looks up and sees Hansen standing at the observation window.
Mr. Hansen.
Don't mind me, please carry on. I'm just checking the door as well.
Last one.
As Malik concentrates on Vivian's exposed bowel, Rick glances pensively at Hansen.
Damn.
There's a bleed. Rick gives Malik a questioning look.
You okay?
I'm sure Mr. Malik is fine.
Okay. We'll suction. 2-0 vital tie, please.
Sorry about all that earlier. With Zoe. I'm sure the last thing you need is a family squabble on your ward.
It's fine.
You got children?
Yes, but they're only little. 2 boys.
You must hardly see them doing your job.
Oh, we make it work.
Oh, you're lucky you're a wee. I raised her on my own. Worked crazy hours trying to send her to good schools, get her a place at a good university, give her a head start.
I'm sure she appreciates it.
Oh, she doesn't. If she appreciated it, she wouldn't be throwing it all away on some guy whose sole ambition in life seems to be to keep bees and make jam.
Well, isn't that what being young is all about? Unsuitable boyfriends.
Oh, boyfriends, yes. But she's actually planning to marry this one.
Okay. There's your heart.
Beating, which is a good sign.
See this mass here? It's stopping this valve from working properly.
Mass.
There's also a thickening of the heart muscle, which leads me to believe it's something called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. We could do a CT scan, have a look at that in more detail, but you mentioned your father.
You think that's what he had?
Well, I can't say for sure, but the condition does run in families, so there's a decent chance that you could be affected.
And Zoe?
We can run some simple tests, see whether or not she may have problems too. Would you like me to have a word?
I'll talk to her, if she'll listen. Will I need an operation?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
The bowel looks pretty dusky.
There's quite a lot of edema.
I still believe that we should give the anastomosis a go. The alternative is a colostomy.
What about peritonitis?
Are you advocating the more conventional approach, Mr. Malik?
Make the call, Mr. Malik.
Okay, let's go with the anastomosis.
They get to work.
Let's check that it's airtight. Saline, please.
He fills the cavity.
It's leaky.
Suction. Swab. 3-0 Maxim, please.
Malik puts in a delicate stitch.
Okay. Got it. Saline.
Rick fills the cavity again, and this time the liquid doesn't drain away.
Looks good.
Well done, Mr. Malik.
I think I can move you to close up.
Sure.
Hansen is nodding in approval.
Good. So once you've established that he's comfortable, we can refer him back to haematology.
We'd normally keep him on the ward for 2-3 days.
Yes, but there's undue pressure on beds today. I'm sure you can make them understand. Thank you.
Right, I couldn't find any PJs. They were all in the wash, so it's a nightdress, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's okay. Anything's preferable to this little number.
And the usual toiletries. Had to buy you a new toothbrush. Yours in your airport luggage, I guess. What?
I'll leave you to it. Excuse me.
You know, if you need stronger painkillers, you should find a friendly anaesthetist.
It's a very localised pain.
Does it start in the frontal lobe and radiate outwards?
Something like that.
Yep, I dimly remember what that feels like.
Do you two ever do any work, or do you just sit around chatting?
Yes, Miss Shah. Very sorry, Miss Shah.
An operation? When?
Today.
So you'll have to be in here for ages.
I don't know, probably. They haven't given me all the details yet. It's all very new.
Well, what about the wedding?
Is that all you can think about?
It's kind of a big deal, you know?
Of course, you're more worried about whether or not I might ruin this ridiculous wedding.
Ridiculous?
Well, some daughters might be worried about how their mum was feeling or how they could help.
Hello, we picked it up from London. We went and got all of your stuff.
Now, why don't you just go?
What?
Just leave me alone for 5 minutes. I'm tired.
Chantel to Malik.
Haematology just called. They're not happy with sending Mr. Wallace back to them so soon.
What? Well, they need to know that we're backed up here and that he's their patient.
Well, he's our patient too.
Not anymore. We've done what we can. Problem?
I'm sorry, I don't think he should go back yet. Why are you being like this? It's not like you.
Just get it done.
Well, she just looked at me and said Leeds.
Because you sound like you're from Norfolk, don't you?
She even knew the street I lived on. Probably met her somewhere before.
Right, that's me done. See you tomorrow.
Eddie hears laughter coming from behind the curtain drawn around Rosie's cubicle. She heads over to investigate and finds her kissing a young man with his back turned to her. The man turns round.
Right, sis.
Eddie looks taken aback. Malik's with Vivian in a recovery room.
How's the pain?
Much better. Thank you.
Well, your stats are all looking good, and the wound is beginning to heal nicely. We'll be sending you back to those fine people in haematology in no time.
Have you seen the statistics for black bone marrow donors lately?
Come on, man. What kind of talk is that? You're not the kind of guy to give up. You spent your whole life fighting.
Yes. For justice, for equality. Fights I could win.
You can win this one.
Chantel comes in.
Make sure Mr. Wallace's pain medication is being monitored and keep him as comfortable as possible.
We've got the results for Rebecca Hardwick.
And?
Well, she has mitral valve regurgitation and suspected endocarditis. I was hoping you could help.
What time's the slot?
Half an hour. It's been a cancellation.
No, I'm fully booked up. But, Mr. Douglas is available, aren't you, Greg?
Sorry?
Sahira's looking for a second pair of hands. Feeling fit for purpose?
Absolutely.
Guess we'd better scrub up.
Splendid. Are you crewed up? Hope it goes well.
Eddie's with her brother.
But he's fine.
So you're telling me you finished your YRO?
No, but... Look, I've had enough. I can't live with her anymore. She's off red pretty much 24 hours a day.
The police are going to come looking for you.
But if you don't make a fuss about it...
All right, so you want me to lie for you if they call me?
Can't get a scanner slot.
What?
Can't get a scanner slot. Do you sort it out?
Okay, yeah. I'll talk to you in a minute, yeah?
Eddie walks away but glances back at her brother with concern. Rafi to Sahira.
Has the daughter been tested for the condition?
Well, Mum hasn't told her yet.
Don't you think she should?
Sahira joins Rebecca.
This is Dr. Raza. He'll be your anaesthetist.
Hiya.
And the results have come back and we believe that the damage to the heart's been triggered by an infection.
An infection? How could I...
Well, the most likely cause is the insect bite.
Oh. My first holiday in 14 years and I end up in an operating theatre. Just my luck.
May I see?
Yeah.
We've sent a sample to the lab, so let's see what they come back with. Now, the plan is to take you to theatre shortly and replace the faulty valve.
Right.
And then try and treat the infection.
I'm guessing this is serious, right? The fact that you're rushing me into theatre.
Well, it's just that we've had an unexpected slot come up, that's all.
Have you talked any of this through with your daughter? She needs to know about the genetic link as well.
Yes, Rebecca's aware. I've already explained.
I'm just trying to find the right time. Things are so bad between us, I don't want to make it worse.
Of course.
Rafi and Sahira head off.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Don't interfere with my patients. I know what I'm doing, okay?
Of course you do.
Eddie holds a lump of marijuana in front of Rosie.
You've been searching my bag?
I didn't search it. It fell.
What's going on?
You what?
I need to talk to you in private.
Look, it's not mine, okay?
Please.
I hardly even know her.
Excuse me, I am still here, you know.
And you've already had your tongue down the throat. That's well romantic, Liam.
It's got nothing to do with you.
No, but this does.
Whoa.
I've got you, Liam.
I know what I'm doing. I've got it.
Rosie is fitting.
Nurse McKee? Nurse McKee, 2 milligrams of midazolam, please. Thank you.
It's open heart surgery. How can it be straightforward?
Well, it isn't.
Mum says there's...
We often replace damaged heart valves. It's an operation that we do frequently, but the infection is an added complication.
Okay, but there's no danger.
Look, the important thing is to stabilise the heart, get it doing its job properly again, then we can tackle the infection, okay? I'll leave you to it.
Sahira heads out.
Why didn't you say it before?
I didn't know how.
You're gonna be okay, aren't you?
Of course I am.
You have to be.
Sorry, there's something I need to... You first.
I wasn't going to tell you for a bit. I didn't know how you'd take it. But with all this going on...
What?
Christian and I, we're going to have a baby. Say something.
What do you want me to say?
That you're happy for me?
Have you thought this through? There are other options. I just don't want you to make the same mistakes that I made.
So I'm a mistake now, am I?
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, at least we got that clear.
Chantelle's with Vivian.
So, are you, like, famous, then?
I think you've answered your own question.
I saw on the internet you'd been in prison. Is that true?
A couple of times, but not for long.
What did you do?
I used to have a very loud voice, tended to get me into trouble. But sometimes you have to shout to make yourself heard.
Oh, tell me about it. Like when my mum and Auntie Terry get going, you can't get a word in edgeways. And I'll chase haematology and I'll see if I've got a bed ready for you.
Chantelle, can I have a word, please?
Sorry, I know I shouldn't have said anything about the prison thing, but...
Who told you to transfer, Mr. Wallace? Thank you. Why are we discharging Mr. Wallace so soon after his operation?
This place is overflowing. We need the bed and...
And? This is Hanson, isn't it? This is you towing the party line.
It makes sense.
Does it?
Malik looks torn as Rick glances at Vivian before stalking off. Luke is walking with Liam.
You did well. Where did you learn to do that?
Mum's an alka. I have to sort her out pretty much on my own, you know? I mean, I've got an older sister, but she did a runner years ago, so... Nice one.
We still need to talk, by the way.
I don't think so.
Well, fine. I'd be really interested to hear what the police have got to say about your girlfriend bringing her stash onto my ward.
You won't.
Shall we talk? Okay.
You can't do this.
Just watch me.
Somebody want to kill me?
Calm them, you know what'll happen.
Come on, Ed, please.
You brought drugs onto my ward.
But I told you it's not mine.
This isn't a game, all right, Liam? You don't get to do this to me.
Why are you doing this?
Liam!
It's not even my stuff!
Calm down.
But I just want some help here, that's all.
Right.
What are you doing?
Calling security.
Yeah, hi, this is AAU.
Eddie ends the call.
He's my brother.
Zoe to Sahira.
That's my mobile number. Maybe someone could give me a call when she's out of theatre.
Are you sure you want to leave?
Sorry. Hormones. I'm pregnant. Much to her disgust.
You're pregnant? Did your mum say anything to you?
About what? Anyway, I really can't face talking to her right now.
Hey, listen. There's a relative's room over there. Why don't you take a perch in there for now? Your mum's got a lot on her mind. Times like this... We all say things we regret in the heat of the moment.
She's always like this. She just points out how I'm getting everything wrong.
And just think, someday you can say all those wonderful things to Bambino here.
Don't leave now. You'll regret it. Promise you.
How would you know?
You don't look like someone who doesn't care. Be here when she wakes up. Come on, I'll take you down there. I'll even show you a cup of tea.
Sahir is impressed. Eddie to Luke.
I should have told you before. I'm sorry. He's done a runner from his YRO.
YRO?
Yeah, it's like a community sentence thing. So the police are going to be looking for him.
You didn't know he was coming?
No.
He just turned up unannounced with his stash and his mop.
Well, that's what my family are like. Turn everybody's lives upside down.
Rafi's with Rebecca.
Any recreational drug use?
Decent bottle of Grenache when I can. Does that count?
Grenache? No. Asti Spumanti, I have concerns. Any previous problems with anaesthetics?
I don't know. I've never had one before.
Nothing to worry about. I do all the work. Right. Can I have a listen?
Yeah. I expect you think I'm a crap mother, that I should be jumping for joy that my 21-year-old daughter is pregnant.
Well, I'd say that's none of our business.
A grandmother at my age.
Baby doesn't mean the end of everything, you know.
It meant the end of school, the end of a relationship for me.
But do you regret it?
Of course not. Not for a single second. She is far and away the best thing that has ever happened to me.
Rebecca is wheeled out of the room.
It's clear she isn't going to tell her daughter anytime soon. Don't you think we should?
Just leave it, please.
1 minute you're shipping me out, the next you're keeping me in. What changed?
I apologize. It was a clerical error.
A clerical error? Right. It's had nothing to do with you getting a telenar from your boss.
That was just a misunderstanding.
I bet you're the kind of man that gets misunderstood a lot.
You don't know anything about me.
No. But I can guess.
I made the wrong call, all right? Let something go to my head, cloud my judgment.
Anger is good. But what counts is what you do with it.
What makes me angry is that I can't help you. Not really.
Not your fault that there's not enough donors.
But it's wrong that the odds are stacked against you. Majority of donors are white.
Seems to be a lot of mistrust, miscommunication out there.
Then we need to put that right.
Easier said than done.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Malik moves away. Eddie looks up from a clipboard to see Luke give Liam some change.
Did you just give him some money?
Yeah, he was talking about robbing a bank, but I thought I'd step in.
You're not as funny as you think you are, you know.
You are as bad-tempered. He wanted some money for the vending machine.
Oh. Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
What's that?
Rosie Hill's note.
And?
I think you might want to deal with it.
You are joking.
Looks like somebody's not been straight with us.
Right, I need a favour. Mm-hmm. Can you please keep Liam away from her so I can figure out what is going on?
Of course.
Eddie comes to the foot of Rosie's bed.
Right, should we start with the good news? I'm sorry, did I wake you?
Just a bit.
You'll be happy to know that your test results are back.
Not this week, I'm knackered.
Well, you don't want to know? You've had two fits out of the blue in one day. I mean, that'd worry anybody.
Of course.
Your CT scan is clear, which means you don't have a brain tumour. Obviously, that is our main concern when somebody of your age presents himself with no previous history of fitting, because that is what you said, right? You've never had a fit before.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you said. Funny that, because your patient records from Leeds say that you've got epilepsy.
You OK?
Nervous.
You'll be fine.
Can I get this off? It's uncomfortable.
Sure. Lovely ring.
My mum's. Zoe's now. I will be anyway. I haven't got any use for it. And she has. Maybe she'll accept it as a peace offering.
Sahira, could we?
Excuse me.
Her platelets alone.
So?
Might be worth holding off.
Or a transfusion.
Mm-hmm. Can I?
Greg takes a look.
Fairly marginal, isn't it? Hardly enough to feed at the end.
Not quite. I just thought we should both know. Your call.
OK. We'll get platelets on standby, speak to Elliot, get his input. In the meantime, we'll go to prepped. Who's that?
Magda.
Is she OK?
She says we need to call her. It's urgent.
All right, well, you better go. I'll page you on-call anaesthetist. I just think it's easier if you go.
Why is it easier if I go?
This is a highly specialised operation.
I'd ask gas monkeys are interchangeable.
I didn't say that.
You didn't need to.
Do you have any idea how much time and money you've wasted? I mean, I don't understand. Why would you keep your condition a secret? Rosie?
You wouldn't understand.
I'm all ears.
You know, it was me who persuaded him to come down here. He changed his mind at the last minute. Thought you wouldn't want to see him. Wish I hadn't bothered now.
We're talking about you, okay? Not my brother.
Do you know how much of a hard time he's been having?
It's got nothing to do with you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Head in the sand. You pretended he didn't exist and hoped he'd go away.
You lied to my staff.
Yeah, well, he's here now, isn't he? Can't ignore him.
You've wasted our time. Tell me why, and maybe I won't report you for having drugs in your bag.
I was getting fat on it, okay?
What?
The medication I was taking, carbamazepine.
So you just stopped taking it?
I was taking hash. Someone told me it'd help with the fit, except it didn't.
Well, no, it wouldn't, would it? You should have told us about your condition when you were first admitted.
Yeah, well, I was embarrassed, so... We've all got stuff we're running away from, haven't we?
I'll get the meds that you need. And then maybe it's best if you just slip off, yeah? Go and face that thing that you're running away from. And don't worry about saying goodbye to Liam. No point prolonging the heartache.
He said you were hard. You stand there, all high and mighty, think you're better than the rest of us. Well, I wasn't the one who walked out on my own kid brother, was I?
Okay, thank you.
No, look.
They can't do anything until next Friday.
I found another couple online. I've put them down there for you.
Great job. You rock, Chantel.
A list of photographers.
Dare I ask why you're looking for a photographer?
For the campaign.
And that would be the campaign for?
To encourage more people from ethnic communities to donate bone marrow. We're doing a poster with Vivian and everything.
And you don't think that there's already a number of organisations doing precisely that?
One more appeal can't hurt.
I take it that this campaign has been sanctioned by the Director of Surgery. Well, I just hope that you've thought this through.
Rick moves off. Liam to Eddie.
You said to me years ago before you left, if I was ever in trouble, I could come see you.
I didn't mean do a runner and turn up unannounced, though, did I?
What else can I do? Where can I go? She went mental, Ed. I mean, proper lost it this time, sat smashing everything. Hit me. Can't hear back, though, can I?
Listen, I need to talk to you about Rosie.
Luke sees them together in the office.
I mean, you might think she's special, but she's not the right person for you.
What, you think we've got something going on, like, serious? Well, I met her in a pub by the station. She offered to pay for my coach fare down here.
You only met her today?
But yeah. Then she had a fit. I couldn't just leave her, could I? But we're not... Whatever, she's an head case.
Right. Well, that's good.
Anyway, what makes you think you can start playing the big sister now? You left me on my own, my mum.
I didn't have a choice.
But I've had it all to deal with. I'm the one that had to clean up after her. Deal with a moose, not you.
So what do you want from me, Liam?
I just want someone I can be for a while. Get myself together. Come on, Ed, please.
Does she know you're here?
Of course not.
But you gotta tell her.
I don't.
She's gonna be worried about you.
Trust me. She'll be glad when I got nicked. She could do what she wanted without the social sniffing round.
You've got to call her.
Just forget it. I'm not doing it.
So how are we doing?
Good.
Forceps, please.
Greg and Sahira are in theatre.
I've got it.
Can you redo the TEG?
Plump.
Okay, can we prepare 1 liter of cardioplegia, please, and some ice?
Cool it to 28 degrees.
Zoe is sitting in the corridor outside the operating room, wearing a tense and anxious expression.
Cusp is perforated.
The annulus is destroyed. Retractor.
2-0 ethibond and pledge it, please.
Greg uses his finger to hold back a segment of muscle while Sahira works.
It's going to be difficult to get rid of all that infection. What do you want to do?
We'll use vancomycin powder.
You know, I'm sure I can hold the fort here if you want to go and check on...
It's fine.
You sure?
Thanks. I've got it from here.
Well?
Later. Work mode.
Luke is with Eddie.
So have you contacted the police?
Yeah, and his youth offending team.
Anything I can do?
No, it's my mess, but thank you.
You saw the way he dealt with the fit. Straight into the recovery position, no flat, no fuss, just like his sister.
Yeah, but his sister didn't wind up in court, did she?
No, the way you spend your Friday nights, it's only a matter of time, though. I'd have thought.
Luke walks away, leaving Eddie looking flabbergasted. Rick comes onto Keller and sees Malik with a photographer taking pictures of Vivian in his hospital bed. Malik comes over to Rick.
I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark and guess that you went ahead and organized all this without getting any approval from the chair or the board or Hanson.
We don't have time to wait around and fill in 15 forms in triplicate while he waits for a donor who may not show.
So this is all for him?
It's inspired by him. And even if we can't help him, even if we just help one other person. What?
I'm not the one that you have to convince.
Okay, we're done. Let's get her off my pulse.
A bleed?
Yeah.
She's hypertensive.
Shall we go back and bypass?
No. The bleeding might get worse. Let me try and fix this. Okay. The line is fine.
The back?
More blood, please.
Can you lift the heart up? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see the posterior wall of the left ventricle, too, Opoline. Keep blood's coming through. Okay. I push, you pull, okay?
Greg and Sahira work together with practiced ease, watched by Rafi.
Yeah, I think we've got it. Swabs. More swabs. Right. Let's wait.
Greg goes to touch the heart.
No! Forceps. Saline.
No.
Suction. Blood.
More blood.
And again. She's bleeding out everywhere.
Very hypertensive, getting worse. What do we do now?
Okay, we repeat.
Okay, let's try and suture the whole thing.
Do you think that'll work?
What choice do we have?
So here are.
She's in VF.
Paddles! Charge 20, clear!
No.
Charging to 40, clear! Adrenaline.
She's losing too much blood.
Charge to 40 again, clear!
No.
Sahira looks overwhelmed.
You sure there's nobody I can call for you?
You can call my ex-wife if you like. But I'm not sure she'd be too pleased to hear from you. You're Mr. Malik. He's a bright young man.
Yes, he is.
I bet he drives you crazy.
We have the occasional difference of opinion.
You'd rather he just put on a tie, smiled sweetly, accepted the status quo?
When you see someone making the same mistakes you made, You just want to give him the benefit of your experience.
But it doesn't work like that, does it? Whatever anyone says, the only mistakes you can really learn from are your own.
Not that our generation ever made any mistakes.
Of course we didn't.
Here's a man that's worked for change and justice his whole life. And now he risks losing that life because people don't know enough about the situation.
You're aware, of course, that you should have run this idea past the hospital board, should have run up a variety of proofs for us to choose from, presented a complete and thorough strategy.
I know.
And you didn't because...
Because he doesn't deserve to wait. Neither do all those other people just waiting for bone marrow. I'm sorry, I just want to help my patient. Okay, so now you're thinking he's got involved with this one patient and not followed the correct procedure. Is this the type of person we want as our clinical skills teacher, right?
Do you need me here, or are you happy to have a conversation with yourself?
Whatever opportunity is on the table for me, I still think this is the right thing to do.
Hansen looks non-committal. Zahira finds Zoe asleep in a chair in a dimly lit corridor. She sits down beside her.
Zoe. What is it? Is it done? Is she out of theatre? Sorry. What are you saying? I don't understand.
The infection was a lot more severe than we anticipated, which meant that the damage was more advanced. We did all that we could. I'm so sorry.
She hurries off. Rafi steps into the corridor, wearing a stern-faced expression. Zahira looks up at him with tears in her eyes, but he is unmoved and walks away. Eddie is with Liam.
So I spoke to your YRO people.
Oh, great, so now they know where I am.
Yeah, but they said...
So?
Well, if you shut up, I'll tell you. They said you could transfer and finish your thing here. So this is the deal. No skipping out, and if there's anything going on with you, I want to know about it.
You said I can stay?
For now, yeah. But I want you in by midnight, and no drugs, all right? None. You do your own washing, you clean my house, you don't leave any of your dirty bowls under my settee, and no porn.
Okay.
Okay. This is my key, my address, and that's for a taxi. And you have to phone Mum.
No.
That's the deal.
Well, fine, no deal. I'll go be on my own.
If she doesn't know where you are, she will go on a bender, Liam.
Well, so let her. How come I have to talk to her? You never phoned her, not once.
I sent her a letter.
When? A year after you'd left? 2 years.
It wasn't 2 years.
Yeah, whatever. It was ages after.
We're not talking about me and my mistakes yet.
You never phoned, not once. Actually, you never spoke to her since you left. But what I've got to?
It's different now with both of us gone.
All right, so when I was there, it was fine not to bother.
She needs to know.
So tell her. I'm not stopping you. Come on, Ed. You owe me that much, at least.
He gets up and walks away. Rafi and Zahira come out of the hospital together.
I'm sorry if you don't like it, Sahi, but the truth is, you put your work before the kids every time.
That is not true. You know, this whole thing was a mistake, us working together.
I agree, which is why we always said we'd take it in turns to work. That was the deal.
I shouldn't have to choose between being a parent and doing my job.
Oh, but I should. Why? Go on, say.
Say what?
Because you earn more than me.
That has got nothing to do with it.
I think I'm doing pretty well. I don't know many other guys who'd put their careers on hold to spend a year playing dirt.
And you don't think I'd like to spend more time with my kids?
Well, what's stopping you? What is the point of us having kids if we're just going to pay a stranger to look after them?
Right, so you want me to quit my job and play the good housewife? Is that what you want? Is that what would make you happy?
Someone walks past them.
Nice to feel for once that Me and the kids weren't competing with your bloody job. Indy's fine, by the way. Cracked his head on the kitchen cupboard, but it sounds like he'll live. I'll see you at home.
Rafi walks away, leaving Sahira looking solemn. A moment later, she crosses to where Zoe is sitting at a wooden table.
Okay. I never got to say goodbye. I never got to tell her I loved her.
She knew.
How? I never said it.
Sahira gives her the ring she removed from Rebecca's finger. Zoe stares at it.
She said that she didn't regret a single second she spent with you, that you were the best thing that ever happened to her.
Why didn't she tell me that herself?
She wanted to. There were lots of things she wanted to tell you.
Whoa, Mersey Tunnel.
Double chef, take me home.
I gather that you made quite an impression on Mr. Wallace today.
Yeah, well, he made quite an impression on me.
So I take it you're no longer in the running for the job?
Actually, I am.
Oh? How did you manage to sidestep the self-sabotage?
Mr. Hansen thought it was a good idea. He admired my initiative.
Look, I know that you don't want to take advice from me, but just be careful.
With what?
Hansen always has a strategy.
Or maybe he thinks I'm good at my job?
No, that's not very likely.
Malik heads over to Vivian.
Okay, just one more quick checkup, and then we'll leave you alone tonight.
This is gonna hurt, isn't it?
Just a little bit. I promise I'll be as quick as I can.
So the big man didn't fire you then?
Why would he fire me?
For going against your boss's orders for launching your own guerrilla poster campaign.
Actually, I think I pretty much sold him on the idea. I mean, how could he say no with your face all over the poster?
Let's hope you're right.
I know I'm right. All we need now is some catchy slogan alongside your mugshot.
How about old, gifted, and black?
Old? You? I don't think so.
You guys make me feel old.
Look, I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. Never apologize. You can't help being full of energy and fire and life.
Your results are looking good. You're doing really well.
So are you, Mr. Malik. So are you.
They shake hands.
Good night.
Malik smiles to himself as he walks away. Greg is in the locker room when Sahira comes in, looking upset.
What? What is it?
Eddie is looking tense, staring at her mobile phone. Her mum's contact details are on the screen. After a moment, she slams it down.
You gotta help me out here, Sahira. How can I help you if I don't know what's wrong?
I can't do this.
Do what?
Any of it. I feel like I'm screwing everything up. I hate the way I'm treating Rafi, the way
I'm... You're not the first couple to have a domestic.
I should be talking to you about this.
Why? I'm your friend.
Friend? Seriously, after the way I've treated you.
Forget about it.
No. No, I've behaved...
You've done nothing wrong. We've done nothing wrong. Although I did give it my best shot.
I hate this. I hate the way I've treated you. I hate the way this makes me feel. I hate the way you make me feel. It.
Don't do this.
She rests her head on his shoulder, and he tentatively puts his arms around her, as if willing himself to resist touching her. In the office, Eddie steels herself to lift her phone to her ear, then waits anxiously.
Hi. It's me.
Elliot's carrying a box.
Do I even want to know? Probably not.
To Sahira.
I'm sorry to hear about Rebecca Hardwick.
We did all we could.
Been a tough day.
Sahira glances at Greg. He moves closer to her, then reaches out and takes hold of her hand. She gazes at him.
Go home.
She seems taken aback by his words and gathers her things together, looking self-conscious. As she walks away, she doesn't realise that he's staring after her with a look of regretful longing.